The outcome of the state Senate vote on the new Texas congressional maps is not in doubt. Republican lawmakers outnumber Democrats by nearly a 2-to-1 margin, 20 seats to 11. Earlier in the day, a state Senate special committee voted 5-to-3 along party lines to accept the redistricting plan approved by the Texas House on Wednesday.
Senator Alvarado.
No.
Senator Hinojosa.
Nay.
Senator Hughes.
Yes.
Senator Miles.
I know, but hell no.
Senator Sparks.
Aye.
Democrat Boris Miles, who voted hell no, is one of five black Texas state senators. He minced no words in calling out the racial implications of the new congressional districts.
My objection to this racist rigged districting does not change with this new map. In fact, my opposition gets even stronger because now it's obvious that we're packing Senate District 18, and it's obvious that these maps are actually race. They're not race blind, as you stated they are.
Republican Committee Chair Phil King, who is white, insisted he didn't consider racial data in drawing the new maps. He readily acknowledged that a key goal in drawing the maps was to maintain a Republican congressional majority after the midterm elections.
I am very proud of the work that the U.S. House has done and the President and the U.S. Senate. Over these past 8 months now, I was very concerned and disturbed with what was done during the Biden administration. And I'm very concerned that if the Republicans lost the majority in the U.S. House, that the two years following the midterms could be very harmful to Texas and to the United States. And so I want us to maintain a Republican majority and hopefully increase a Republican majority in the U.S. Congress, and that's my purpose.
The five congressional districts at stake have been redrawn to boost the number of pro-Donald Trump voters within them to a comfortable margin. In one case, lines have been redrawn to put two incumbent Democrats in the same district, Lloyd Doggett and Greg Kassar. In another, incumbent Al Green will likely have to move to a new district with a seat now vacant after the death of Democrat Sylvester Turner. Firebrand progressive Jasmine Crockett will no longer live in the district she currently represents. She'll have to decide whether to move or run for re-election there anyway, which is constitutionally allowed. Crockett appeared on California Governor Gavin Newsom's podcast Wednesday, where she endorsed Newsom's tit-for-tat plan to boost California's congressional representation by five Democrats with a new redistricting plan of its own. California's map would only go into effect if the Texas map does.
Now, should we be playing a game when it comes to something like democracy? Absolutely not. But can we afford to take the high road as they continue to take away more and more rights and we start to look more like a government that is run by Vladimir Putin than a government that is run by a respected and honorable president of the United States? No, we shouldn't stand idly by.
Texas already was gerrymandered to favor Republicans before the redistricting plan. Republicans currently hold 25 of 38 Texas congressional seats. The new map could boost their total to 30. That's despite a Democratic advantage in voter registration. According to recent statistics by the Independent Voter Project, about 47% of registered Texas voters are Democrats, 38% Republicans, 16% Independents. Nearly 60% of Texans are people of color. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.